And welcome to the first ever episode of the Creator Fundamentals Podcast. My name is Dan Currier, and I am here to help you build a foundation for YouTube success. Today we're going to talk about motivation. Motivation and being a YouTube creator are something that go hand in hand, and it can sometimes be very difficult to maintain motivation. It is very easy to get caught up in looking around you and seeing what all the other YouTubers are doing. And when you see success, it can be frustrating when you're not actually reaching the same level of success as other YouTubers. Now, I want to share with you five things that can help you work on motivation and not get discouraged along the journey. YouTube is a marathon. It is not a sprint. So it is very important that you don't get caught up with the notion of being, you know, becoming a PewDiePie overnight. It is very easy to see the successes of people on YouTube, but what you often don't see is the amount of time and effort that go into that product. There is a ton to do to maintain a successful YouTube channel. There's a lot of hard work. There's a lot of late nights. But the best way to go about tackling that is to actually enjoy the journey and not be so caught up with the destination. What I am going to do is share with you a few ways that you can try to avoid that discouragement that may find you when you're not seeing the success on YouTube that you thought you'd see. Now, a lot of people have this vision of, hey, I'm going to put up a couple videos and next thing you know, traffic's just going to be pouring in. I'm not even going to know how to handle it all. But the reality is it can take a while to get a YouTube channel up off the ground to the point where it sustains its own traffic. Even when it is pulling in traffic with little effort from you, I certainly wouldn't encourage you to let up off the gas, because you definitely want to continue to work towards it and grow your channel. And the more you work, the more you will be rewarded. So everybody is going to grow at a different speed, depending on the niche that your channel is in. That can range drastically. So it's really important, that you think about some of these concepts that I'm going to share with you to avoid just hitting that brick wall of discouragement that may, you know, force you or encourage you to quit YouTube. So the first thing, I've already touched on it a little bit, but the first thing that you absolutely want to avoid doing is comparing yourself to others. Every YouTube channel is different. Every level or speed at which they progress is different. Trying to compare yourself to another channel is the easiest way to become super frustrated. Especially when you see another channel that you in your perception isn't working as hard as you. You know, if you look at a video that may not have the quality of yours, at least in your eyes, and you see that they're gaining subscribers left and right, and you're struggling to get your numbers up, it becomes really easy to get frustrated and question exactly why they're having success and you're not. What I would encourage you not to do is compare. Your best approach is to focus on where your channel is, what you've accomplished, and then try to build off of what you've accomplished. And I'll get to that in some of the other concepts that I want to share with you. But the other thing that you need to understand is why you want to do YouTube. Now, if your answer is simply to become PewDiePie, then you may run into continuous obstacles of trying to stay motivated, because there's a lot involved in going from zero to the likes of PewDiePie. And as you can tell on YouTube, the vast majority of channels have not had that level of success. So you really need to have realistic expectations, but you really understand your motivation is going to come down to why you're doing it. Once you determine why, you know, what that motivation is, that will help you stay focused, especially in times when you get discouraged and you're not seeing the level of success that you envisioned, you know, achieving. So it is important to understand that it can be a slow process, and the work you're doing today, you may not see for a couple months, but it is really important that you put that work in today. And at some point you will be rewarded for all that hard work and effort, and you will see the results of that increasing over time. So, and one of the ways that I suggest actually using the progress of your channel as a form of motivation is to set specific goals. Understand that, you know, don't make them just, you know, over the moon type goals. Try to set yourself some shorter term goals. Keep an eye on the actual progress that your channel is making, and then understand, you know, set yourself a goal, something that is achievable, and go out and research. I have never seen a YouTuber who simply made videos, threw them on YouTube, and then went on Facebook to complain about how the videos were not getting views succeed, because you have to be willing to put in the time to research and understand how things work. Now, when you're researching, I highly recommend that you go out and you try to find as many different points of view as possible, so you can kind of get an overall perspective of the lay of the land with YouTube. There's a number of YouTubers out there that are focused on helping you grow on YouTube. Creator Fundamentals is obviously one of them. There's a number of videos on the channel that try to deal with the, as it were with the name, the fundamentals of YouTube on the basic level. These are the videos that we have out there right now are basically just little tweaks that you can make at the beginning of your channel, and habits that you can form that will carry with you throughout your time on YouTube. That is why Creator Fundamentals exists, and that is why I've targeted specific topics. They're basically the topics that I see small YouTubers fail to handle properly right from the beginning. So the sooner you can understand these lessons, the better your channel will be in the long run. And these will become habits. They'll become fundamentals that you do in your sleep. You do with every video, and you just know them to be true. You know, so that's definitely something that you want to focus on, is researching and understanding the way things work and how you can use those to make the road easier. Because you could have excellent content, but if you don't know how to get that content in front of people through both YouTube and also external sources to drive traffic to your YouTube channel, then you're really doing yourself an injustice. There are plenty of ways to drive traffic, even though it takes some time to kind of get YouTube to notice you and, you know, start to build traffic through suggested videos, you know, in the browse feature and even keyword research and all of that. There are ways to basically hit the pavement and, you know, hustle yourself views. And below 10,000 views is basically where you want to do everything you can to get as many views to your channel as possible. So that way, when you hit that 10,000 views and YouTube comes out to do its, you know, analysis of your channel, you know, to determine whether you should be monetized, you want to have your best foot forward and say, hey, you know, I pushed all these views to my channel. right in the beginning. And there are certainly ways to do that before your channel, quote unquote, gets noticed by YouTube. So that is the importance of research. Creator Fundamentals has a number of different videos related on how to do this. So I would encourage you to check out the channel at youtube.com/creatorfundamentals for those videos. But definitely be willing to research, because that is what's going to take you to the next level. If you've never looked at a video about how YouTube works, then you should stop what you're doing and watch a couple videos. You know, and as you do that, as you're starting to upload videos, you should continue to watch videos about how everything works, so you understand it more and more, and you can slowly implement improvements to your channel and videos over time. Now, another way that I suggest staying motivated is to track your progress. Sometimes with the ebbs and flows of YouTube, it's easy to get discouraged when you have a bad week, or you know you had X number of views last week and this week is considerably lower. I actually track statistics both weekly, monthly, and quarterly, and I can usually, you know, if you have a bad week, you can always look back and say, you know, I may be having a bad week, but I'm still on pace to have a better month this month than I had last month. Or this quarter is going to be better than last quarter. Or maybe you're off pace on your month goals versus last month, but hey, you're having a really strong week and you try to build on that. You know, if you're the type of person that gets motivated by those metrics, then definitely consider keeping track of those in whatever form or fashion is meaningful to you, and have those to fall back on when you go, oh, it feels like my channel's really not doing the way I hoped it would do. You know, let me look at the numbers. And you can usually find something in the numbers positive that you can work with that can push you on to next week and be that motivating factor for you, to help you push through. So motivation is definitely a significant factor on YouTube. You really kind of want to, you know, focus in on the task at hand and avoid, you know, looking at that wide angle view of YouTube and wondering why you're not growing like everybody else. Commit to making videos, commit to making each video a little bit better each time, and have laser focus on what you're doing so you don't even have time to see all of that static around you about people who, you know, at least in your perception, are having more success than you with less work. Because that's always the case. We know that's always the case. We always feel like, man, that guy, he doesn't even do anything. He posts one video a week, and look at all the views and subscribers and everything he's getting. We've all been there. It's totally understandable that you can feel that way. You will feel that way at some point, but it's important to understand your why, what motivates you, why you're doing YouTube, so you can recenter yourself and get back to the task at hand. Focus on those things that you can focus on to make your channel grow. And you can even have a dog barking in the background. That may help you as well. But yes, absolutely. Focus on you. It's kind of like the game of golf. If you've played golf, or whether you haven't, golf is very much a game where you are completely competing against yourself. The other people playing the game have no impact on your final score. You're simply trying to focus on your own game, improving your own game, minimizing your mistakes, maximizing your output, and hopefully in the end, if you've done your best, regardless of what anybody else has done, you can feel successful with that. You can grow on that. You can use that as a stepping stone to the next level on YouTube. And certainly use that as that motivational force to keep you going forward. So those are definitely five things that you can focus on to stay motivated on YouTube. You can also visit the facebook.com slash actually it's facebook.com/group/creatorfundamentals. There's a forum there with other small YouTubers, like-minded YouTubers. I also frequent that group, so you can interact in that group, ask questions. It is a great community where you can get some of the answers to the things that may be frustrating you and move on with your YouTube channel. So that's going to wrap it up for this episode. I appreciate you listening. If you would like to continue or even start to build a foundation for YouTube success, head over to youtube.com/creatorfundamentals, subscribe to the channel, click the bell notification icon, and we'll see you over there. Thank you so much for listening. That's all for now. My name is Dan Currier, and you've been listening to Creator Fundamentals. Thanks.